أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. In the previous ayats we read about the instance of Habil and Qabil, the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the murder that took place, and how then Qabil finally buried the body of his brother Habil. Now from with regard to all that, Allah Ta'ala says, min ajli dhalik, isi sabab se, because of that, that is a murder that took place unwarrantedly. It was not a fair execution, it was unwarranted. It was based on jealousy, and that is wrong. So Allah made that the basis, and then Allah promulgated, made laws for the Bani Israel particularly, and generally for Bani Adam. And from there we also understand that the laws of Sharia which Allah Ta'ala has made are all for our benefit. This, the punishment of murder, etc., is not to murder, not to kill another person, but to stop murder taking place in future. All the laws, whether it is of qisas, ta'zir, whatever laws are made of Sharia, they are for that purpose. Just like, for example, a child, he abuses the spending money he gets, and he uses it for wrong things. So the parents stop giving him spending money. They stop it for a while in order to train that child. So that the prohibition is not really a punishment, but it is correction. Just like, for example, we have the names of this authority changed also to correctional services. That is, things are made to correct them. As we find, for example, in a situation of boarding students, where they don't respond, for example, coming for namaz, then certain rules, regulations are made so that they come for namaz. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has also made all these laws which are in ta'zir, in qisas, that is to stop the wrong. It isn't to punish the people, though they have to be punished in order to be stopped from the wrong. But it is on that basis. So Allah says, min ajli dhalik, isi sabab se, because of this wrong murder that took place, katabna ala bani Israel, likha humne bani Israel par. We made this law on bani Israel particularly, and generally on bani Adam, all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and these laws apply in our Shariat also. That if a person murders somebody without a proper reason, then his life will also be taken. So all these laws, if a person steals, his hands will be cut, etc. And of course, these laws apply where there is an Islamic government, where the Islamic Khilafat is in existence, there this law applies. And you can understand from there how imperative, important it is to establish the Islamic Khilafat. If we find ourselves we are not in the position to do that, thing is stopping us from making dua that an Islamic Khilafat must be established, and that should be a thing that we should cherish. Then we will find peace in the world, what is really called peace. Otherwise, we know presently what is happening. People are just war mongers and just want to make war and kill people, and thousands of people have been killed unwarrantedly, wrongly. This is all because there is no Islamic law anywhere in the world in existence. So what law did we make on Bani Israel particularly, and Bani Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salam generally, in which is included this ummat? أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ, کہ جو کوئی قتل کرے ایک جان کو بلا عوض جان کے. Any person who kills another person, who takes the life of another person without that person having killed somebody, Islamic law is, if somebody murders somebody and is found guilty, then his life will be taken in return. Unfortunately, with the Western democracy system, the death penalty has also been done away with, because of which many people have become more courageous to commit more murder, because they know that even if they are found guilty, their life will not be taken in return. If just that law is passed, that if and for murder, a person's life will be taken, that just the passing of that law will be such a deterrent for murder to take place. And when the execution actually takes place, when a person did not murder somebody and he is executed, then that will be a deterrent much more for people to commit murder. And in result, one life will be taken here, and the rest of the people, not only of that country, but the world, if this law is global, the people of the world will live in peace. Today, unfortunately, with the Western democracy system, people who are innocent and law-abiding citizens have to live like prisoners in their own home. The amount of barbed wire, the amount of security system, while presently, at this moment, the crooks are roaming around freely on the streets. They've got no restriction on them. They are roaming around freely, and the law-abiding citizens have to live like prisoners, and where in their own homes they have to live like citizens. The amount of barbed wire, the amount of security systems that they have to have. So this is what is Islamic law, that Allah Ta'ala had written down death for those people who kill another person. بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or for those people who cause fasad, destruction, havoc on earth, for them also death has been written. And the explanation and detail of it, we will come to that, inshallah. We will explain the differences of the two. So Islamic law would require that if a life is taken unwarrantedly, then that life must be also taken, and death must be death penalty must be for that person. So inshallah, may Allah give us the tawfiq to at least make dua for Islamic khilafat and for Islamic law, and we make effort that it becomes alive within us, within the whole of humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana.